It's Chicago's Afternoon News. I'm Steve Bertrand on this Monday afternoon. Thanks very much for tuning in to 720 WGN. Hey, remember earlier this year when we didn't have to wear masks? Yeah, those were the days. And the numbers are turning for us when it comes to the Delta variant. So does that mean that we might one day be able to put our masks away again? Governor Pritzker was asked about that today.
We have not even, you know, hit the metrics that we had when we moved to phase five. And so we're trying to see the hospitalizations are still relatively high. Even though they are moving in the right direction, the new hospitalizations are moving in the right direction. The existing people that are in the hospital, that is, roughly speaking, been flat recently. And so, again, we're watching to make sure that we're on a good downward trajectory. That's what we were looking for back in May, leading into June. It's what we're looking for now in order for us to possibly make changes.
I don't know if the governor has broken it down to regions yet or if he's just looking at statewide. I know that we're doing better in this area than they are downstate. I don't know if downstate's numbers will have to improve before the Chicago area will lift its masks. We'll have to stay tuned for that, I guess. So one thing we do know is that the eviction moratorium ended when September ended, and there likely were several court hearings today. There are some studies from PolicyLink saying nearly 116,000 households in Cook County are behind in rent. A quarter million Illinois households are households, not people, households are behind rent in this state. And so the crisis is here. What's going to be done about it? We're joined by Leon Denton, the Division Director of Social Services for the Salvation Army's Metropolitan Division. Leon, welcome.
Thank you, Steve, for having me today.
I'm glad you're here. Okay, so a lot of the reports we heard this morning was that there were a lot of eviction hearings lined up for today. Do you know, is that the case?
That's my understanding, that everybody was waiting, you know, lawyers were prepared and ready to submit those eviction notices.
Right, because they could have filed, I think, back in August, but evictions could not happen until today.
Absolutely.
How serious is the problem? I mean, you know, we just had Alderman Sposato on and said, look, in his ward, there are all sorts of jobs available. Why is it that so many households are still so far behind on their rent?
I think because they didn't take it as serious as they should have at the very beginning, and a lot of people just didn't know how to do it and didn't know where to turn to. One of the things the Salvation Army is doing is we're trying to educate all of our clients on the availability of funds that are out here and how to assess those funds, and also working with them to assess those particular funds that are out there.
Leon Denton is with the Salvation Army. Leon, I don't know the answer to this. I'm assuming you do. So if you were not paying your rent, is it all due now?
Those landlords are going to ask for all that money right now if they can get it. But the one thing you can do is to, if you come to the Salvation Army, we can help you pay at least 2 months, and then also work with you to assess to obtain funding through the state and the city, which will cover up to 15 and maybe 18 months of that back rent.
So how do people get more information on that? I know you've got a couple dozen community centers in the area, right?
Of course, we got at least 28 centers spread out through the city of Chicago. People who need help or people who want to donate can simply call 773-725-1100. That's 773-725-1100. Or they can reach us on our website at salarmychicago.org. That's www.salarmychicago.org.
We're talking about the end of the eviction moratorium. Leon Denton is here with the Salvation Army. So, Leon, how many people do you expect will be turned out?
I think that there will be a tremendous number turned out if people do not get access to those funds. To give you an idea how bad this is, we distributed nearly $2 million in emergency funding grants, and that was at the beginning, since the beginning of the moratorium on March 2020. But with this eviction moratorium being lifted, we are looking for to open the floodgates to creating a great deal of homeless crisis here in Chicago. And one of the things the Salvation Army wants to do is we want to assist people to try to keep them in their homes, because we know that this is going to be devastating if they're evicted. The homeless shelter system in the city of Chicago is there, but it won't hold what is coming if we don't help these people stay in their homes at this particular time.
Leon Denton from the Salvation Army, Divisional Director of Social Services. Wonderful to talk to you, Leon. I appreciate your time and your service.
Thank you so much and for having us here today.
Absolutely. You know, they're celebrating outside Guaranteed Rate Field today in hopes of something even bigger. Later this week, we're going to go there and talk to Patrick Elwood from WGN coming up. First, Kevin Wells has a look at the weather and traffic.